The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talked with keynote speakers and session leaders direct from the summit floor. I'm very honored to have with me Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, also the Chief Medical Consultant on the Dr. Oz Show. He's an author. He's an originator of RealAge.com. He's just a great guy, Dr. Michael
Roizen.
And
I'm on Radio MD weekly on a podcast.
Yes, you are. So check that out, the Dr. Michael Roizen Show, you, the Owner's Manual Radio on Radio MD. Thank you again for being here. So you're going to be doing a keynote, Taking the Lead on Health and Wellness. Can you just give us a quick overview of what you're going to be talking about?
So let me give you the outline.
Okay.
The first is you get to change your family history going forward.
Okay.
That is, your genes are not your destiny. You get to change which are on or off.
Okay.
Longevity, more to come, so prepare for yourself and for your brand. So we're talking to marketers and why this is important for their brand. Why getting to 6+2 normals is the best thing you can do for your country, your family, your brand, and you. It's you keeping your real age younger and exhibiting that your brand stands for health if you're in healthcare, meaning stands for not needing healthcare because you've kept them well. And it takes a long-term partner. There's no return on investment for the first 3 years in wellness. But like immunotherapy for cancer, no return in the first year. But luckily, crazy guy Jim Allison persisted and did it for 3 years. He not only changed how we treat cancer, he got a Nobel Prize in the process. You can get a Nobel Prize for your brand if, in fact, you remember that it is important to have a long-term partner. You keep the real age of your brand exhibitors, your employees younger and more vigorous. They'll appreciate you. Good for retention, good for productivity, great for your brand. And what to do, and the last part is for the individuals, what to do for each of them to keep their brain young and why that will help them keep their brains, their brands, real age young.
That's really good. So I want to win a Nobel for my family, Dr. Mike, and I know you're going to help us with that. So let me ask you this. So why is it important then for healthcare organizations to set an example for health and wellness?
Because that's what we are. And if, in fact, we can't be healthy, then what does it say about our concern for our patients? So a great brand is what we give patients. We give them more healthy time, whether it's for cardiac surgery, orthopedic surgery, why they're trying to improve their quality of life, have more healthy time. That's what you want to give your employees every day. Our genes haven't changed since 1974, only our choices have, and that's ruining the country's brand because we're spending so much on medical care. We can level that off. It's not a decline. We can level that off by motivating our employees and our communities through our employees to do healthier behaviors and thus improve your brand in the community.
So this is not only good for the patients we serve, but our employees and the people within the healthcare organization as well. And you're going to tell us some benefits of that in the keynote, right?
Exactly.
So can you give me an example of what you're doing at the Cleveland Clinic right now?
So going to 6+2 normals for our patients and our employees. Just to give you an example.
Yep.
It isn't rocket science. It's normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal hemoglobin A1C, a body mass index not above the overweight range. It is no cotinine, no tobacco end products, and it's doing either asthma management or stress management so that people can stay healthier than it's seeing a primary care provider and having your immunizations up to date. Those are the 6+2. By getting to that, we are saving, we're doing a number of other things like pharmacy benefits and neural networks, et cetera. We don't know which is the important, but over $170 million for 101,000 employees. And the employees have a reduction in their payment of $1,400. So if they're in a family plan, that if they just put it into an HSA at 4%, they end up with $200,000 more at retirement. So not only is it give them more healthy years where they don't have to have copays, et cetera, and can do vigorous things with their family, they have much more money to retire on, and they have much more vigor to bring to your brand and developing your brand for the community.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. So not only are you helping them be healthier, but also financially, this is a benefit for them too, as you were just describing.
It's and for your brand,
right,
so that you can reinvest, hopefully, some of that in marketing dollars to spread to the community so that your brand dominates.
Right. So this is a three-way win for the consumer, the patients that we're treating, the employees within the organization, and the organization itself. Let me ask you this last question. Where should we start when we go back to our healthcare organizations? What should I do first? How do I adopt this new new way that you're talking about?
Well, we heard just this morning a wonderful presentation by Nancy Duarte. I think her first name was Nancy, but it was
yes.
Duarte.
Yep.
And she said, identify the problem from the data. So that's the first thing. Our genes haven't changed. Our costs have. Why have our costs have? Because of behaviors. So going to 6+2 normals is a way to solve it. Make a recommendation to your organization. That's what I did back in 2007 to Toby Cosgrove, that we form a wellness institute, concentrate on our employees' independence, and then take those learnings and spread it to our patients, develop programs that allow us to do it. So make the recommendation that you do whatever is necessary to motivate your employees. We did it with financial incentives plus making all the programs free, and then inspire to action to your C-suite,
mm-hmm.
make the recommendation, but you've got to inspire them as well, and to your employees' independence, and then to your community, so your brand wins as well as your employees and your company.
And the money you're going to save at that healthcare organization, the C-suite is going to love that.
Well,
yes.
They do, yes.
Dr. Mike, this has been great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.